You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House, first broadcast on Saturday the 14th of March 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
All right, this is feeling good is good enough. Baby, will you come home with me? We made a desert in law.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Paul Noble, the soundtrack to your weekend. This week, we present Matthew E. White, singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer, and Virginia native whose album Big Inner topped the critics' charts the world over upon its release in 2012, with its earthy blend of rock, soul, and more than a tinge of gospel goodness. But after some downtime for reflection, after a punishing tour schedule, he headed into his Spacebomb studios with his trusty team of musicians, and lo, Fresh Blood came out. That's the name of the album, Before You Panic. He came into Midori House the day after a very intimate show in London, just on piano and guitar, for an even more intimate Midori House session and a chat about Fresh Blood, Big Inner, and more.
Honey, will you come home with me? Let me fall into your arms another time, another time. Let me fall into your arms.
Matthew E. White, thank you for a fantastic session.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, so glad to be here.
We're here to talk about your new album, but before we get into that, let's talk about Big Inner, because you had something of a crazy year in 2012.
Yeah. And 13.
Did you ever imagine that album would blow up in quite the way it did?
No, I don't think that I did, but it's funny because when you make something, you make it to be as good as you can make it, and you make it because you think you have a voice to share, and hopefully what you make will be magnetic to some degree. And so it was a weird thing because you make it sort of with very high bar of excellence, and you try to keep that throughout the process. But we definitely didn't think that it would be quite as widespread and how it was received, for sure. Any kind of review that was in it, any publication that wasn't in Richmond, and I sort of thought it would be of that. You know, kind of it comes and it goes, and you release it and you play 10 shows or something and where you can, and you kind of come back home and start working on the next thing, and that's not what happened. One last chance tonight, now, baby. I feel like making out with my baby one last time. One last chance tonight, now, honey, honey, honey. I feel like making out with my lady. One last time with my baby. One last time.
You talk about Richmond, and we know, you know, if you say Philly or you say Detroit or Nashville, there's a sound. Richmond, I mean, for me, I immediately think Pharrell and the Neptunes and Missy Elliott. Right. But obviously, there's a whole world of music there, going back to sort of Patsy Cline and others.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a bit about your sort of musical. Your musical youth in Richmond.
Well, I grew up in Virginia Beach, which is down the road a little bit. That's actually where Missy Elliott and Pharrell and Timbaland and Blackstreet and Teddy Riley and all that sort of Virginia-centered hip-hop came from. And was sort of around that in a very loose way. I had a family friend who owned the studio and engineered a lot of the sessions at the studio that ended up becoming Pharrell's studio. And I interned there. Really what that meant was I painted the outside of the studio. But, you know, I sat down with Rob one time. I was probably 13. I sat down with Rob, and he, Rob Olsch is the guy that owned the studio and engineered those sessions. And I remember him explaining to me as a kid, I mean, I was young, what all the roles were, you know, what an engineer actually did and what a producer actually did and who was coming into the studio to make this music and who wasn't coming into the studio. So I was peripherally around that. But certainly chronologically, that was happening in Virginia Beach at the time that I was there. And then I moved to Richmond to go to school, and I moved there primarily because there were jazz musicians there that I respected, and there was a jazz program there that I respected. And at that time in my life, I was really, really trying to get better at music, you know, and I sort of thought about going to university in a very practical way, in the sense that you go there, you get as good as you can at what you want to get good at, and you come out and get a job on the other end. And VCU, where I went to school in Richmond, had a very respectable and well-known jazz program. And so I moved there for that and spent that time of my life kind of learning about the nuts and bolts of how music works, and then came out the other side and started to make some things of my own. This is Rock and Roll is Cold. 2, 3, 4.
You said you found the soul to rock and roll. You said you found the soul to rock and roll. Hey, hey, a rock and roll, it don't have no soul. Everybody knows that, man, everyone knows. Everybody knows that rock and roll is cold. But you said you found the key to R&B. You said you found the key to R&B. Hey, hey, R&B, it don't have no key. Everyone gets that. Everyone sees. Everybody sees that R&B is free. 'Cause everybody likes to talk. Everybody likes to talk shit. Everybody likes to talk. Everybody likes to talk shit. You said you found the trick to gospel licks. You said you found the trick to gospel licks. Hey, hey, gospel licks, they don't have no tricks. Everybody gets that, man, everyone gets. Everybody gets that gospel licks are gifts. Ooh, na, 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 ooh, la, la. Ooh, na, na, na. To talk. Everybody likes to talk shit. 'Cause everybody likes to talk. Everybody likes to talk shit. You said you found the soul to rock and roll. You said you found the soul to rock and roll. Hey, hey, a rock and roll, it don't have no soul. Everybody knows that, man. Everyone knows that, man. Everybody knows that rock and roll is cold. Ooh, na, 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 ooh, la, la. Ooh, la, 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 ooh, na. Ooh, na, 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 ooh, la, la. Ooh, la, 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 ooh, na. 'Cause everybody likes to talk. Everybody likes to talk shit. Everybody likes to talk shit, hey.
You play a number of instruments, you write and you produce, and you're quite hands-on in your studio. Is it a jam in the studio which turns into some tracks, or you...
No.
It's the other way you turned up.
Definitely not that. Although there'll probably be a season for that. But I show up with a song, and chords, melody, harmony, words, form, and a general outline of what I want it to sound like, probably a couple reference tracks for like, it's this kind of vibe, and then a proper term for it would be sort of an artistic statement, but like just send a few sentences, adjectives about what I want it to be. And then we kind of go from there. And it really is about at that point, kind of a push and pull with the other musicians. And it's a bass player, a drummer, and the other arranger, other Space Bomb arranger, Trey Pollard, co-produced this record with me. And so he was in the room too. And so it's kind of two arrangers in a rhythm section talking about what the big picture is going to be, you know, both in terms of what the drums and bass are going to be doing, but then also what the arrangements are going to be. And sort of just talking through my vision and figuring out how to make it work. You know, where does the rubber meet the road in terms of how do we actually play our instruments in a way that makes a song interesting?
You're in London for a show, and that is in a very marked contrast to a show you just performed in Brooklyn. Let's talk about London first. What was that show like?
It was an amazing show. It was a solo show at LSO St. Luke's, and really, really special, wonderful time. And I presented it solo. You know, the essence of the album is songs. And for me, that's what records are about. And that's what a collection of, you know, when you collect songs on a record, that's what you're doing, is you're presenting all those songs in one group. And there's never been a bad record with 10 good songs on it. To me, it's the one variable that shines through amongst all of the other variables. And there are plenty that go into making a record. And so I think it's really important and fun, really, more than anything else, to present the music like that in the right place. So at St. Luke's, it was really cool. It was just basically a grand piano and a sold-out audience. And it's just something I don't do very often, but was really fun. It's really, really fun.
So we're saying 10 is the magic number when it comes to an album.
10, I think the magic number is as little as you can get away with.
Right.
It's funny because I'm producing. I tell this to artists all the time. And you have a certain amount of time, and you divide that time by however many songs you have. And that's how much time you have to work on each song. It's X amount of time divided by X amount of songs. And the tiniest number of songs that you can have to make a complete set means that you get to spend the most time on each song. And so for me, that's really important. And records are always interfacing with time. That's the biggest picture thing when you're making a record, is time management. That's completely unsexy, but it's the truth.
Let's talk about the show in Brooklyn, because that was the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, that was a full 30-piece, full string section, full horn section, background vocals. Pretty much the exact thing that's on the record. It's not a few less horns, but basically what we heard on the record. And that was also really, really incredible. So much easier than it might seem, you know. It's really an amazing thing when you can just get people on the stage, put the music in front of them, count it off, start it together, finish it together. And it's pretty much how we wrote it. And that's just something you don't experience. I won't do that very much in my life. There's just not that many opportunities to do that. And we were walking on stage right before that show. And, you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking because it was the first show we had done for the whole tour. I hadn't done a show in a long time. And it was the first time I'd played these songs in public, first time I'd sang in public in a long time. And it's just a lot to open up the cycle with, but it was also really vibrant and cool. But we're walking on, and Alan, the guitar player, we were kind of talking right before we went on stage, and he was like, man, how many times are we going to look back at this moment and wish that we were here? And it was such a poignant thing. It's like, man, that's so right on, you know, because you just don't get a chance to do stuff like that very much. And for me to be in a position right now to kind of facilitate some of those opportunities for myself as well as the people that I love making music with is really special.
Well, I always forget the lyrics. I know them. 3. I know that this world's not my home. It's never been. I walked the hard road. I tried to take care of my children. Yeah, I'm just passing through. Oh Lord, we have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, what should I do? So wrap your arms around me, Jesus, like the circle round the sun. And help the ones who find me here understand what I have done. I'm screaming and I'm crying, oh Lord, I'm seeking shelter from the storm. Oh, wrap your arms around me, Jesus, tonight. A hand in hand. Do you know where we're going? Doesn't frighten me at all. It doesn't frighten me at all to go beyond the storm and behind the night. You are there to comfort me. You'll be there to comfort me. Sleeping in your arms, there'll be peace tonight.
That was Matthew E. White with Songs from Fresh Blood, out now on Domino Records. And there'll be more great music with Rob Bound on next week's sessions. From me, Paul Noble, goodbye.
There'll be peace tonight.